with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The special counsel says President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified documents but will not face criminal charges.
The president will not be prosecuted even though sensitive files were found at his Delaware home and personal office. However, the report includes embarrassing information about the 81-year-old Biden. The special counsel wrote that the president portrayed himself as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury. The Trump campaign seized on that, saying in a statement, "If you're too senile to stand trial, then you're too senile to be president." Greg Clugston, The White House.
GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump seemed pleased with arguments made at the Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility today. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukraine's president replaced his top general in a shakeup aimed at reigniting momentum in the deadlocked war with Russia, which is grinding into its third year as the country grapples with shortages of ammunition and personnel and struggles to maintain support from the West. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P 500 advanced 3, oil up to $76.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Bomberger says they titled it, He is He.
It celebrates boyhood, it celebrates manhood, it celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talked about masculinity as toxic. And we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mom and dad, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have a section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Bomberger and his wife Bethany released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. He says with public schools pushing transgenderism on small kids, it's important that Christian parents address the issue. This is SRN News. There's concern about a proposed mining operation.
A company's plan in southeast Utah to extract lithium is drawing concern on how the project could affect water from the Colorado River. An Australian company and its U.S. subsidiaries are analyzing saline waters deep underground. Anson Resources' plan has sparked concerns about the lithium project's potential water use, especially as the company also seeks rights to water from the Green River, a tributary of the Colorado River, the overtap powerhouse of the American West upon which 40 million people rely. John Scott reporting.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he'll deploy Louisiana National Guard members to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Landry announced the plan Thursday at a news conference at Louisiana's capital. He joins a growing list of Republican governors who have offered state resources at the border. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.